So what if you go out with a guy on, let's say, a first date? Mm-hmm. What's something they do that turns you off immediately?
If they're rude to the wait staff or rude to a cab driver or rude to anybody who's like a hostess, you know, somebody who's a bartender, that kind of thing, somebody who's helping us or serving us. Yeah, that's an immediate turnoff.
So let's say you've been dating them for a while. What's something that turns you off? Like this person said, basically throwing a tantrum when angry, just losing all control and raging out.
Yeah, not being able to control your anger is a big one. Yeah, that's a big problem.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you something else. You know, I dated this guy. When I first started dating him, he was like kind of sweet and kind of handsome. And I thought I really liked him. And he was just, he was shy and a little more on the quiet side. And I kind of liked that about him. But as we started dating and I got to know him, I realized that he was a huge snob. But I had no idea because he didn't really talk very much. And there we were. So, okay. He tells me the story. We've been dating at this point, like, I don't know, a month or two, like wasn't that long. And he had gone to lunch with the big boss, not just his boss, but the boss's boss had taken the whole department to lunch. And he sat himself next to the big, big, big boss because he's no dummy. You know, he wants to cozy up to the decision maker in the room, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're sitting there, he said, the guy took a piece of bread and he put it on my bread plate. And I was like, oh, who finished this guy? Meaning like, what finishing school did he go to?
Right.
And I was like, who the hell goes to finishing school?
I don't want to date that guy.
and he was school. he was so appalled by the fact that the big, big, big boss of his company didn't know which one was his bread plate. And he went on about it. It wasn't like just a joke he made. He really went on about it, about like how he was like questioning staying with the company. And he thought these people had more class than
you
that.
Just go ahead and quit. And hate to tell you.
Exactly. Quit. Go ahead. If you're concerned that you're the person who runs your company and pays your salary doesn't know which bread plate is proper, please go ahead and quit.
You're not going to be happy with anything at work. So just go ahead. We
right. Exactly.
You.
So, it was that moment that I was like, wow, what a snob he is. I had no idea.
This lady says somebody who doesn't brush their teeth.
Doesn't brush their teeth?
And somebody said, sorry, are there people out there having days and not brush their teeth? Have you actually encountered people like this? And she said, my ex didn't brush his teeth for a decade.
What?
He told me it started out when he was a kid and then he couldn't be bothered. Now it's painful for him when he tries. So he just doesn't do it.
That's gross. And luckily, very unusual.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
No, not in a million years. In fact, we had a whole thing here back at the house because we were arguing over which dental picks were the best ones. The one with the little piece of floss in there or the one that's just like a thin plastic thing that you poke in between your teeth?
The floss.
Well, my dentist says the pokey one's better.
Really?
Yeah, I like the floss one better because I think it gets stuff out. But the dentist was like, no, the pokey one is way better because it's better for your gums, too.
But the pokey one is thicker.
No, well, you don't get the wood one. You get the plastic one that has the little rubber tip at the end. These things are phenomenal. Yeah, it's like a little mini dental tool. It's like poke, 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 clean, 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 and then you brush. It's fantastic.
Poke, 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 clean, clean, clean. This person said bad manners, arrogant, and bad hygiene. Bad hygiene to me, number one. Can't do it. Not there. Sorry.
I think also selfish sexually. That's a turnoff for me. That's a big turnoff for me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because and that's one of the reasons why I started sleeping with guys early. So I want to get a sense of what I was in store for, you know.
That gives you a reason to sleep with him on the first day, just to know.
Well, yeah, because then you've wait. Okay. I have a lot of friends that are like, you got to wait 10 dates. Other women that are like, you got to wait 3 months. You're going to waste 3 months on a guy that has maybe never performed oral sex in his life and you're finding out for the first time 3 months in? No, right. Honey, you're going to find that. You got to need to find that shit out early.
This person says his inability to be wrong. that is your boyfriend. He is never wrong. So if that's a turnoff, Joe is not the one for you to date.
It's luckily not a turnoff for me. I've been with several of those.
Yeah, never. Well, you're the same way, so
right. I'm not wrong either.
Somebody who gets super defensive during a disagreement. It's not that serious, dude. Chill out.
These people are really into like the way they handle fighting. They're doing a lot of fighting. My gosh.
Well, because people fight a lot.
I know, but how about there's other things that are better for turnoffs than how angry they get and how they fight? I mean, that you can at least work out with somebody.
Being intolerant of other people's cultures. Now, I didn't know that was a big thing until I've been watching 90 Day Fiancé thing.
Okay.
So people will date somebody like a Hindu person or something like that, and they'll go to their country and wear like a tank top with their boobs hanging out. It's like, dude, it's not cool. Then they right. get all pissed off. It's like, yeah, you have to know other people.
You got to show
cultures.
Respect. Yeah.
Right. So I think that's a big thing. Bashing his exes on a first date.
Oh, yeah. Bashing. Okay. So bashing an ex early on is really tacky and just shows that you're insecure. But once you're in the relationship with the person, I think it's okay to regularly call the exes by the wrong name. I think that's a passive aggressive way to let them know that it's not okay. Like, stop talking about that bitch, whatever her name is.
Like you would call somebody what?
Well, what's her name? What's her actual name?
Carol.
Oh, Chastity. What's her name? Chastity?
Oh, so you would never call them by their real name.
Right. Yeah. There's a couple of women in my boyfriend's past that still to this day, I'm like, oh, I pretend I don't remember him telling me about her. Who's that? Which one is she? Where'd you meet her? I don't remember this.
Oh, and you know exactly everything about them.
Did you date her for more than like a minute? Who is this?
You know where she lives. You know where she's dating now. You know everything about her.
Yeah.
You know her, how old she is. You know where she works. You've researched everything. But to him, she's Chastity.
Right. It's always the wrong name. And then one day it's Chastity. Next day it's like, what's that woman that you dated? Kathy? Did somebody Kathy, was it?
Speaking over me or others. See, well, you probably just, like that.
That happens. That's like, you know, if you're the, okay, so that's more of a red flag about you. If you're the kind of person that you're going to stop dating somebody that you could potentially really like because they've spoken over you or spoken over others, like that's something that you can talk to somebody about and say, I don't know if you realize that you do this, but you know, just, you got to stop it. That's a fixable problem. That one's fixable.
Talking about how hot they used to be.
Oh, well, that's me every day.
Yeah. I used to bike 10 miles a day and do 200 push-ups in one go.
Okay. Don't date somebody over 35. If that's your problem, make sure you always date somebody 35 and under. Because the minute you turn 35, it's all about what you did in your 20s.
Yeah. It's like that 6 months I dropped 100 pounds. That's all I talk about now. Yeah. Right. I was... I was 140 pounds. It was great.